Rosie tinkered around with her delicate beakers and wafted the pungent chemicals towards her nose. She stood alone in the dark depths of her garage, which was really her science lab. Rosie had just finished combining two highly reactive elements together when a huge thud came from upstairs, followed by a screeching voice. "Rosie!" her stepmom, Melissa, cried out. The sound of her voice burned Rosie's ears, which sounded like nails on a chalkboard. She could not understand why her dad would marry such a cruel woman. Rosie dashed upstairs because whenever Melissa beckoned, Rosie answered. "What now, Melissa?" Rosie said while she scratched her head anxiously. "Something serious has happened. You need to sit down," she said as she motioned to the chair. As the words spewed out of Melissa's mouth, Rosie's mind raced. What can be so serious? Where is Dad? He is normally home by now. Melissa stared at her blankly, with not even a single ounce of expression on her face. "Melissa, what is it? Tell me now," Rosie demanded. Your father, he is dead," Melissa stammered while avoiding eye contact with Rosie. "Someone poisoned him, darling." Then Rosie stared at her blankly. Her body went numb. She had pins and needles everywhere. "Who would do such a thing?" Rosie exclaimed as she broke down crying. She could tell Melissa had more to say than what she replied with. "It is complicated. This is too much for me to keep talking about. Run along now," Melissa ordered. "That's all? The only light in my life dies, and you tell me to run along? You aren't going to give me more of an explanation?" Rosie questioned. Her eyes were locked on Melissa's. "I told you to run along. Get out, please," responded Melissa. With that, Rosie knew Melissa had something to do with his death. She lugged her numb body upstairs to her room and slammed the door. She couldn't cry. Her heart ached too much. In the morning, Rosie sprung awake. A noise from downstairs had woken her. The sound of Melissa's voice flowed through the vents, and Rosie needed to hear more. She crept into the hallway, making sure not to step on a squeaky floorboard, and listened closely. "I can't deal with the guilt, but I needed that money to help me live," Melissa spoke to someone on the phone. Those words were imprinted in Rosie's brain. She replayed the saying as she tiptoed back upstairs. Melissa heard her that time. "Rosie, is that you?" Melissa yelled from the bottom of the stairs. Rosie ignored her and continued to walk. "I know it is. You and your big mouth better stay quiet. You're worthless," said Melissa. Those words, as they were spat at Rosie, felt like balls of fire coming straight toward her. "Why don't you do some actual good in this house and build a time machine so I never would have met you? After all, you are some sort of scientist, right?" Melissa spat. All week, Rosie had looked over her father's autopsy report. She studied and examined it. The poison someone had used was Clorox bleach. The other day, while she was in her dad's washroom, she noticed the cupboard slightly opened. As she peeked inside, the first thing she saw was Clorox. The phone call Rosie had overheard was the icing on top of the cake to prove that Melissa had something to do with the death. Rosie swabbed the container and went straight to the police office. "I need this to be tested. I think my stepmother killed my father," she said. The person who worked at the front nodded and motioned her to sit down and wait. Shortly after, the chief of police came out and took Rosie to a back room. There, Rosie told the officer about her and Melissa's conversation, the phone call, and lastly, the bleach. "I'll check out that DNA swab for you. Just wait here," said the police officer as he left the room. Rosie sat, her leg bounced up and down. Time passed slow, when eventually the officer walked back in.
"You're right, Rosie. The DNA matches. We will bring her in right away," he said as he handed her the results.
Not long after, Rosie saw Melissa dragged into the police department in handcuffs. "I think you got what was coming to you, Melissa. I bet you wish you had that time machine now." Rosie winked at her as she left her alone in the front office.